98.1 KZE, the up and running morning show. I'm Rick, your host. That was B.B. King, 100 years old. Happy birthday, B.B. On the phone with us right now is Isabel Sofer of the Local in Saugerties. You can get all the info you need about the Local in Saugerties at thelocalsaugerties.com. Good morning, Isabel. How are you?
Good morning. I'm really good, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks a lot. And it's so great to have you on the line. We got to spend some time together recently at an event that you pretty much curated, got Jack Petrozelli to get a whole bunch of artists together with your help, of course, and put on a thing at Opus 40 called Rock the Quarry. And that is before the, well, total opening of the Local in Saugerties for this season. And it's upon us, and we're super excited. So welcome to the Up and Running Morning Show, and I'm so excited for the upcoming season at the Local. Some amazing acts are coming up.
And thanks. It's a good lineup.
Yeah.
I think.
How long have you been in the music industry?
I've been in the music industry over 30 years. Mm. I started off at an organization called World Music Institute way back in the day. It was really like one of my earliest jobs and not something that I thought that I'd be doing forever, but just got really addicted to listening and promoting and spreading the word of international music to people in, you know, mostly in the United States and in New York City. And I haven't stopped since.
It's kind of incredible to me, your appreciation for world music and the fact that you get turned on to so much interesting music that isn't American-based. And, well, how do you get introduced to it? Who turns you on to it? And do you just listen to things around the world and say, I like this or I like that, like in Radio Garden or something?
Sometimes I listen to Radio Garden, and I just found out about a new, really wild website that also
is like that.
I'll take a look at it, and if I can remember the name, I'll let you know. But I travel quite a bit, and I go to a lot of festivals internationally and here. And I have incredible colleagues all over the world, and we're always talking because we're kind of a small group.
Yeah.
And we just, you know, are always, like, listening for things. And it's funny because, you know, when you're in this field, there's this incredible group of people who are just always listening and some of those people are agents. Many of those people are agents who are promoting music from all over the world. And so it's like this constant, it's just constant. And there's so much, and there's such good stuff. And, you know, over time, a lot of this music has become unbelievably popular. And some of these artists are huge stars and perform all over the world and in stadiums and arenas. And it really is a huge part of this bigger ecosystem in the performing arts field. And I've just, I've been lucky enough to be a part of it and to, you know, both bring artists from around the world. I've booked a lot of tours and I've worked with a lot of agents to help bring artists in, and I produce a big event each January in New York since 2003 that goal is to move international music into the center of the performing arts field. And in that sense, it's like it's helping colleagues who to introduce them to styles of music and artists. And we put 10 artists on three different stages throughout Geffen Hall at Lincoln Center, and over 2,000, close to 3,000 people come to this event each year. Many of them are industry professionals, and they're there to experience this music and to see if it's going to work on their stages across the country and around the world. So, yeah, there's like, you know, there really is like a sub, I don't know, it's a subculture of incredible presenters, agents, press, media people, record labels, that, you know, this is what we do. And we're always listening, and it's a very open-minded group of people. But at the same time, you know, we're choosing music that we feel will resonate with people and that people will love and will also be, you know, get interested in not just the music, but the culture and, you know, making the world just a little bit smaller.
Well, excellent point. And that seems to be what happens at the local in Saugerties. Sometimes I know just from looking at your schedule that you have musicians from around the world who I know for a fact play on stages that are huge in their hometown or their own country. And they come here and they play in Saugerties in an intimate space. And they love it. They love the intimacy of it, and they love the appreciation of the fans who come to see them. And I know for a fact that I can look at the schedule at the local, and if I can't pronounce or understand what the music or the band name is, I know for a fact that whoever it is, you've chosen because of their prowess, because they are amazing and that people should see them. So I know that no matter what the name is, it's going to be 100% quality, amazing, and entertaining. And that's cool.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Yeah, it's true. Like, you have music from Pakistan, Sufi music. You have jazz music, acoustic music, local music, everything. It's kind of amazing. So you're going to be on, well, it's actually my birthday, but Swedish hurdy-gurdy is going to be in with Symbio, which is...
What better way to spend your birthday?
I couldn't imagine. Yeah, I'm pulling for that one. But if anyone's never heard of or seen a hurdy-gurdy in action... I know Donovan wrote a song called Hurdy Gurdy Man, but it's an incredible expressive instrument, which is unique. And if you've ever seen or heard one, you know what I'm talking about. And if you haven't, you'll get a chance on October 12th to be at the local in Saugerties and see something that will blow your mind and musically inspire you one way or another.
Yeah, and we really try to... our hope, me and Danny Melnick, who co-founded the local with me, we really try to create an atmosphere that people are really comfortable in. It's a really fun place from the moment you walk in. It just has a really nice vibe. And the sound of the space is just incredible. It's a 150-year-old chapel. It's part of the Reformed Church of Saugerties, and we rent the space from them. And it has 28-foot soaring arched ceiling. And you'd kind of think that the music, you know, really should just, that the music that would sound the best there would be acoustic music. But it's just everything sounds good there, from rock to punk to jazz to, you know, Afropop to classical music. Everything just sounds really, really good there. I mean, I would say there's probably some things that don't sound as good there, like really reverberating. But we've had like a 16-piece ska band there. We've had, you know, just punk bands, as I said. We, you know, it just sounds good in the space, and we've really worked on the acoustics of the space and also try to book, you know, to make sure that the music's going to sound great. And people do love being up close to the music and to the musicians. So we don't really like, you know, no one's ever kicked out after the show. And we really encourage concert goers to hang out and to meet the artist after and to just, you know, it's a unique opportunity. And we really love creating this.
Wow. And it shows. I mean, all the love that you have comes out in the programming and, well, in what you do. And I'm a huge fan of the local in Saugerties. I've seen a couple of shows there. And every time I go, I have an ear-to-ear smile, and all the patrons do as well. And it's, as you said, a really welcoming, wonderful space. And really, everything does sound good in there. Even drums sound really good in there.
Surprising.
Yeah, and you have a cool thing coming up, which I'm super excited about, some West African sabar drums. This is a whole group that I can't pronounce and I won't, but their special guest is John Medeski, and it's Abba Joe and Yormandi family with special guest John Medeski. So that's going to be incredible. That's a blending of cultures, sounds, and styles, which should be super amazing.
I think so, too. Yeah, John is bringing his organ into the space. And we're also going to have live visuals at that show by B.A. Miali. I'm not sure if you've been to a show with her, but she is just an unbelievable visual artist who projects incredible images in the space. And it really transforms everything. And
it does.
So much fun. People just love it.
Yeah, it goes all the way up the whole back wall up to the ceiling. Yeah. It's super cool. Yeah, I saw two young alternative acts on like Instagram or something with some cool colors flying and some angst-filled young music. It was absolutely entertaining. She was also at Rock the Quarry at Opus 40, so I got to meet her and see her work. One of my favorite things was she had a projector on the rocks at Opus 40. And I got to appreciate it from my standpoint from emceeing the event, and it just lit up my whole world, really. It was quite an amazing dance of colors on those beautiful rocks. So in the local, it is an expressive, unbelievable thing that becomes part of the music some way or another, and she's really good at what she does.
Yeah, she really just, I mean, she's a musician herself, and she just has, she picks up on things that are, it's kind of mind-blowing. Like, she just picks up on either rhythms or words. And, you know, even if she doesn't understand some of the words, she just picks up on things.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, they're on, you know, surrounding you visually. She's wild.
That's
and we love
cool.
her. And she's going to be at a whole bunch of shows this season.
Oh, that's great. Because, well, you know, a lot of times, of course, it's amazing to be able to visually watch the performers as they play. But a lot of times with a lot of world music, the artists are sitting or they're sitting behind drums or they even may be on the floor, their legs crossed. So it's cool to watch them, but they're not doing anything like of a flashy style Mick Jagger-esque presentation. So to have something else to kind of entertain your visual is, well, that's very thoughtful of you.
Yeah, it does change the experience a lot.
Yeah.
And yeah, we try to just pick and choose shows that we feel like it's going to just add this other dimension. And it always does.
Yeah, that's a really cool element. Do you have some other exciting additions this season?
Well, we added three shows the end of the middle of December. And you might have seen them, but we have the Grammy-winning Latin jazz greats, Miguel Zenon and Luis Perdomo. They're jazz luminaries, and they're going to be performing from the Latin American songbook from the album El Arte del Bolero.
Oh.
And it's pretty exciting. And
wow.
These guys are like, you know, play Carnegie Hall and major theaters
yeah.
all over the world.
How cool that they're going to be at the local. How cool is that?
I know. It's crazy. I know. And this
wow.
is Danny Melnick. He's so connected to the jazz world and so respected. And artists know that if they play at our space, that it's going to be a good show.
Mm-hmm.
And we have, so that's on December 13th. And December 14th, we have Toshi Reagan and Friends. She's a singer, composer, activist, incredible voice. Her mom, Bernice Johnson Reagan, founded Sweet Honey and the Rock.
Mm.
That gives you a sense of where she comes from. But her music spans from folk rock, blues, gospel, very unique,
mm-hmm.
very special, very moving. And then we have Jenny Scheinman's All Species Parade that's playing Field Notes, and Bill Frisell will be with her and
wow.
with us.
How cool.
And it's an all-star. It's an all-star group.
Wow.
It's going to be pretty amazing. That's Thursday, December 18th. They're doing a recording and upstate here, and they're taking a little bit of time out to perform at the local.
Wow. That's going to be super cool.
No, I'm so excited.
Wow.
I get giddy.
Yeah, it seems that way. And you and Danny both do an amazing job curating the lineup for the local in Saugerties. And you have put your heart into this. You put your brains into this. And what's going to come out is the best of all worlds. And, well, we appreciate what you do, because to bring this caliber and this type of music anywhere in the Hudson Valley and our listening area is a treat. So thank you, and we look forward to being at the local in Saugerties. Visit thelocalsaugerties.com and get all the information. You can buy tickets in advance, and, well, you could even get a whole subscription for the entire year if you so choose,
yeah.
which is very cool.
Yeah, just a few more days for that, by the way.
Oh, it's only good until September 18th. But that's what an amazing offering. That's so cool.
It is, and people are buying them too, which is really nice. And, you know, just sort of, I think, trusting that they're going to find 10 shows easily that they're going to love.
Absolutely. And, well, like I said, and I meant it, if you see something on the locals' website and you can't pronounce it or you don't even know the style of music, but you want to do something great, trust me and go to the local in Saugerties. You won't be disappointed. Isabel Sofer.
Thank you so much for saying that.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I mean it. Isabel Sofer from the local has been our guest, and it's been nothing but a pleasure. So keep up the great work, Isabel, and I look forward to seeing you in the next couple of days to weeks, because I can't
Same
wait to
here.
Go to the local.
See you soon then.
All right. This is
Thanks.
The bye. This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick. Visit thelocalsaugerties.com and please check out WKZE.com.
Life gotten a little too routine? Need to get back in the fast lane? Looking for the excitement?